Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's something magical that happens when producer Dan goes to a classroom and reads, and we wanted to do this more often on the show. So today we start, kids say, the dandest things.
Let me tell you now.
Producer Dan is coming to a school that much is true. Kids say the dandest things. He's gonna say hello and maybe read a book or two. Kids say the dandest things. Listen up.
Dan, where'd you go?
I went to Goodyear Elementary in Woburn, Kim Hayes' classroom. She goes by Miss Kim to her students. So I walked in, and the first thing I did is I sit down in front of the whole class. For what I do for work, it's weird. When you put me in front of, like, people, I get nervous. And they had, like, positive affirmations on the steps leading up to her class. And I was like, you're right, I can do it. I can read to nine-year-olds and
Let's
not be
go.
Nervous.
Let's go.
So this is me introducing myself.
All right, hi, guys.
Hi.
So my name is Dan. I work on the Carson and Kennedy show at Mix 104.1, which means I talk on the radio, and people that are driving to work, like your teacher, Kim, they listen. Thank you for letting me come in and read to you guys. I'm very excited. Even if you don't know who I am, every minute that I'm here is a minute you don't have to do math, and that's cool, too.
Math at once. I'm still going to have to do my math.
Oh, okay. The crowd's getting restless, so we're going to start with the desperate dog.
Rights again. Desperate dog rights again.
Oh, I got the name wrong, right. And they were not pleased.
Oh, Dan.
I love this.
They were a crowd that demanded excellence.
Hecklers from the get.
I only delivered the time.
You were not getting out of math, and you had the wrong title. Good start, Dan. Good start.
So this is just a short clip of me reading The Desperate Dog Writes Again.
And the email says, Dear Queenie, you won't believe this. I think a sinister stranger is trying to kidnap George. She was holding his hand. I tried to pull her away, but George barked my head off and told me to go away. Doesn't he know I'm trying to save him? What should I do? Please answer ASAP. Sincerely, a desperate dog.
I like it, Dan. Sound great.
Mm. Next time I'm going to read it beforehand so I know when to hit the voice.
The emphasis on the right syllable.
Yeah.
Sure, I gotcha.
And then after that, we did a little Q&A, and then I brought a couple kids up to do interviews in front of the class. And this first one is a kid named Grayson. What's your name?
Grayson.
Grayson, how old are you?
10.
How's the school year going so far?
That's all right.
You staying out of trouble?
Maybe.
What's your favorite part of school?
Recess.
Of course, you're going to say recess.
So, Grayson, if you could have any superpower in the whole world, what would you want your superpower to be?
Probably freezing time.
Oh, so you could stop time and then move around and do whatever you want?
Yeah, so that way, whenever I get up in the morning, I could just freeze time, sleep for the amount of time I want to. Then when I feel like it, I just get up and then I'm already dressed.
Genius.
Grayson, would you use your time freezing powers for good or for evil?
Both.
So you would fight crime and simultaneously do crime?
Yes.
Wow. What do you think life will be like once you're a teenager?
Painful. Because then I'm going to have to be in middle school, maybe high school, I don't know. And then I'll be older, and then I might have to pay taxes, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass the driver's test.
Grayson.
He's got a lot to worry
about.
A lot
on his mind.
Grayson is a 40-year-old man trapped in a 10-year-old's
really
body.
Is. I might have to pay taxes.
He's worried about taxes.
Because then I'm going to have to be in middle school, maybe high school, I don't know. And then I'll be older, and then I might have to pay taxes, I don't know. I'm going to have to pass the driver's test.
Grayson, if you could be the teacher of the class for a day, what would you do?
We would finally learn negatives. That's something I'm looking forward to in school.
What are negatives? Teach me.
So negatives are numbers below zero.
Mm.
And instead of going 1, 2, 3, it would be 0, -1, -2, then -3.
You're a smart kid. How much money do you think teachers make?
$1 every 5 years.
Am I accurate?
Did you say, am I accurate?
Close.
Oh, bless.
Do you have any idea what you might want to do for a job once you get older and pass your driver's test when you grow up?
Probably a police officer.
Oh, a police officer. That's a good one.
You're just a good person.
All right, Grayson, the last thing I want to ask you is, all the people that are listening right now, if you could give them all one piece of advice, what would you give them?
Don't be an idiot.
No notes.
It's solid advice. My dad said it to me all the time, but I didn't listen much.
That was fantastic.
Oh, Dan.
We went on a ride.
I love Grayson.
Don't be an idiot.
All right, who's this next child?
And the next kid I brought up was named Micah.
Okay.
All right, what's your name?
Micah.
Micah, how old are you?
8.
How's school going so far?
Getting all checks, being respectful, responsible, and safe.
Ms. Hayes, can you confirm, is Micah crushing it?
He is.
Micah, if you could have a superpower, what would you want your superpower to be?
Teleportation.
What would you use it for?
Going to my friend's house.
So you would just teleport to your friend's house? Do you have to ask for a ride? Would you use your powers for good or for evil, or just as an Uber?
For good.
You know, you seem like the kind of kid. You might have to stop Grayson from doing crime at some point, though, with your power. Do you remember your first day of school when you were in kindergarten?
Yeah.
And what was that like for you? Were you scared or nervous?
I was fine.
You don't seem like the type who gets nervous much.
I don't get nervous.
Where do you get all that confidence from?
My mother.
Oh, what's your mom's name?
Lacey.
What does Lacey do to make you such a confident person?
Helps me do stuff.
So, Micah, what do you think your life will be like when you're a teenager?
Awesome, because I can learn a lot of new things. I can drive. I can do new stuff on my dirt bike. I can have a pet. I can have a job.
You have a dirt bike? How fast do you go on that thing?
A little bit over 55.
You go over 55 miles an hour?
Yes.
He's 8.
It's cool stunts, cool jumps. I can do a wheelie, a full one.
You take your dirt bike to school?
I don't take my dirt bike to school, but I do take it to Woburn Center.
Micah, if you could be the teacher in this room for a day, what would you do?
Make a new party.
Oh, party, okay.
At McDonald's and all the restaurants in Woburn. Or Massachusetts. That's why I have teleportation.
How do you think you talk to your students if you were the teacher?
Boy, if you don't shut your...
Micah, how much money do you think a teacher makes?
And that's a problem with you and Miss Patrici.
Okay. So that's none of your business.
Yes.
Respectful. That's smart.
Micah, do you have any idea what you want to do when you get older, what you want to be?
Basketball player and a dirt biker, BMX rider, story creator, a famous rapper, famous singer, songwriter, famous eater.
If you could give all the famous people singer? The best famous piece Joey of Chestnut. Advice that you could give them, what would you say to people?
Never try this at home.
Never try this at home.
Never try this at home. Damn. Don't be an idiot and never try this at home, Kennedy.
Damn, this is so good.
This is what we've learned today.
This is so good.
Yes.
I feel so much better. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you to Miss Kim's class and Goodyear Elementary for having me.
Yes.
Putting up with me for an hour.
That was fantastic.
To Micah and to Grayson.
Don't be an idiot.
They already know. They were talking to us.
Yeah, they were.
And we don't listen.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.